From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Though mankind's love affair with wine dates back thousands of years, the early days of our wine-drinking passion may not have been the result of going ape for the grape. It's one honey of a story I'll share in a moment.
When you're into wine, the perfect moment can be as simple as a well-chosen bottle, two glasses, and good company. But that perfect moment can be even more special when it includes some very cool accoutrements from EpicStyle.com. Beautiful decanters that are true works of art, preservation systems, extraordinary corkscrews, wildly creative coasters, amazing wine accessories for your table or home bar. And of course, Epic Style's now legendary cork cages. Even a perfect moment can be made a little more perfect with the help of thousands of products from EpicStyle.com.
Chemical tests on 9,000-year-old Neolithic jugs discovered in China revealed residues of rice, honey, and fruit, suggesting that enjoying a bowl of Rice Krispies with all the trimmings is an older tradition than we thought. No, actually, it's a good clue about what ancient man was drinking. Today, wines made from fruit and honey, commonly referred to as mead, are coming on strong, and regions unable to grow quality grapes are doing their darndest to get in on the winemaking action. These wines are tremendously popular around the world. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., there is increasing interest in producing wines from anything that ferments. In Utah, where laws controlling the production and consumption of alcoholic beverages are particularly oppressive, Jay and Lori Yanni's Hive Winery in Layton was a smash hit from the get-go. In Oregon, Colorado, Montana, North Carolina, and a host of other states where fruit grows in excess and honey drips from the trees, America's passion for wine is being fueled by fun-loving fermenters. Today's wine lovers are big on experimentation, so as much as we love our Pinot and Cabernet, you may want to learn what all the buzz is about. It never hurts to try something new. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.